Hallelujah. Just the goodness of the Lord, just his presence is so sweet. There's such joy in the Lord, amen. Because he is the one that's in control. We bow down at his feet and worship and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Ask that you speak through my mind, speak through my heart, Lord. Give the people ears to hear. Give them understanding, Holy Spirit. Ask that you touch every heart that's here and out there online, Father. We ask that you know their hearts, Father. They want to know you better. They want to get a more of an understanding of you. Speak through me. Use me, Lord. I yield myself to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Teaching. Hallelujah. Teaching, teaching, teaching. It's good that when you can have understanding in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to talk about a reality of the kingdom. Amen. We're in this world, but not of it. We are consecrated for a kingdom mission. Amen. Let's turn to John 17, 13 through 19. I will read from the Amplified. You ready? Say amen. It says, but now I am coming to you, and I say these things. Excuse me. While I am still in the world, so that they may experience my joy made full and complete and perfect within them. Let me stop right there for a second. Pastor was teaching on the righteousness, peace, and joy. Look at that. My joy made full and complete and perfect within them. We're complete and full in Christ. Did you see that? And we're his joy. We're made complete and full in his joy and perfect within them, filling their hearts with my delight. Did you see that? Delight. So it's not a joy that we get on our own. It's a joy that's on the inside when we let Christ in on the inside. Amen. When he begins to fill it. Hallelujah. It says, I have given to them your word. The message you gave me, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world and do not belong to the world, just as I am not of the world and do not belong to it. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I want to stay right there for a second, but I'm going to finish reading the whole thing. Sanctify them in the truth. What's the truth? The word. Set them apart for your purpose. Make them holy. Your word is true. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just as you commissioned and sent me into the world, I also have commissioned and sent them, believers, into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will. Amen. Not ours, to do your will. This is Jesus talking. So that they also may be sanctified, set apart, dedicated, made holy, and in your truth. That's a lot in there. Hallelujah. Let's look at the verse 15 where he says, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're of the kingdom. Once you become a believer, once you accept Jesus as your Savior, you become kingdom. So therefore, as we do that, we're still here on earth. There's a way we're to act and proceed and behave. Amen. Hallelujah. We're set apart because of this. That purpose, that joy, and that delight is the truth of Jesus on the inside of us, which is the word. Hallelujah. And it's for his purpose. Amen. To do his will only. Hallelujah. Let's look at it in the Message version translation as well. All right. It says, now I'm returning to you. I'm saying these things in the world's hearing. So many, look at that. It says, I'm returning to you. I'm saying these things the world's hearing. So the world is hearing this. So my people can experience my joy completed in them. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. So that people can experience his joy completed in them, in us. Amen. It says, I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it. Because they didn't join the world's way, just as I didn't join the world's way. He put his word on the inside of us. When we begin to get in this word and abide in it, that word it stays on the inside of us. When we accept Jesus, it says the godless world hated it because we didn't join the world. We're no longer in that system, amen, in that kingdom. Hallelujah. It says because they didn't join the world's way, just as I didn't join the world's way. 15, I'm not asking that you take them out. Look at that. He said, I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. That guard them from the evil one, what is that? The Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit helps us. Hallelujah. As we meditate and get our and abide in this word. They are no more defined by the world, hallelujah, than I am defined by the world. So see, the way the world likes to put labels and define you and say you this and that, no, we don't operate in that system no more. We're of the kingdom. Amen? That is a reality that you got to get and understand. Formers. Make them holy. Yes. Jesus is praying to the Father. Make them holy. Consecrate it with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. Look at that. The word is a consecrating truth. So when we get this word on the inside of us, we become holy. We become consecrated. Amen. We got to get back to that reality of holiness, being consecrated for the Lord. Why? To do his will. Because we're not in that system no more. We're no longer are in the world thinking what we going to do, what we want to do, or what our will is. It's about the Father's will. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's in the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in this world. I'm consecrating myself for their sakes. So they'll be truth consecrated in. Oops, I'm missing. In their mission. Amen. That's powerful. Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So just as Jesus, this is the prayer Jesus prayed to the Father. And he prayed it on behalf of us. Consecrating, he's consecrated himself for our sakes so that truth can come into this world. So the same mission he had, we have it now. And we're to go forth in his name and declare the goodness of Jesus. Amen. We're to declare the word, the gospel. What is the gospel? The good news of the kingdom. Amen. That is the reality as believers we need to get and understand. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. You want to know what is the kingdom reality? I'm going to tell you what the kingdom reality is. It says Jesus is praying for his disciples. And for us, he affirms that we are in the world, but not of it. The kingdom of God is a spiritual realm governed by God's truth, love, and authority through Jesus. Amen. The world has its own customs, values, and systems, but they are not our source or standard. Our identity is rooted in Jesus and not in this world. Amen. So get that. That's the reality of the kingdom. We know the, Jesus already set forth and prayed for the Father for us, on behalf of us. Amen. And then he affirms, we're not in this world. We're here, but we're not of it. We're of the kingdom of God. Amen. And that kingdom is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual realm governed by his truth, his love, and authority through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's look at leaving the world's way of doing things. Amen. In this world, they have a system. The world is governed by Satan. You know, he's the prince of the air. Let's go to Ephesians 2:2 in the Amplified. It says, in which you once walked. That means us. We were once in the world. Amen. Under Satan, but no longer are we. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, you are following the ways of this world, influenced by this present age, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, the devil, the spirit who is now at work in the disobedient. What is that? The unbelieving are the ones who have not accepted Christ, who fight against the purposes of God. Did y'all see that? So they fight against what we believe, what we stand for.
That's the word.
Amen. Their kingdom, his kingdom, is driven by pride, greed, fear, self-promotion, measures success by fame, wealth, and influence, and promotes compromise and conformity. We're not to do that. We're not under that system anymore. We have a new system. So we leave this behind. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. So we are in the kingdom of God. That is the reality we need to set forth. I'm going to keep saying that so you can get it in your mind, in your heart, so you understand. We're no longer in that the world system anymore. We no longer live that way. But we are of the kingdom of God. We have a purpose to do. We have a mission to perform, amen, to do before the Lord. Hallelujah. That's to get the soul saved, amen. We got more and more sisters and brothers to get into this kingdom. Jesus died for the whole world, but it's their choice to accept him if they want to. Amen? They don't have to. It's their choice. They can live under that, the Satan system. But why, when Jesus already died for you, accept Jesus? Why? So you can have a better life. You can live under a better system. Amen? Hallelujah. What we leave behind. Excuse me. 1 John 2:15 in the Amplified, it says, do not love the world of sin and of sin that opposes God. Look at that. They oppose God and his precepts, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Wow.
So you got to get your mind to leave that alone. Leave that system, that world alone. Because if you start loving on the world or look at the world, the way they love things, the Father's love is not in you. The Father's love is not in you when we love the world more than the Father. Did he not? You make the world an idol. And he said never to make anything an idol. He's the only true and living God. Amen. Okay, let's go back to verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust and sinful cravings of the flesh, and the lust and longing of the eyes, my God, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources or in the stability of earthly things. Man, if that ain't the world. Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you, we're in the new kingdom. Hallelujah. These do not come from the Father, but are from the world. The world is passing away, and with this is lust, the shameful pursuits, and ungodly longings. But the one who does the will of God and carries out his purpose lives forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So we leave behind worldly success, pressure to conform and compromise in values and our integrity. Because Satan, he backstabs. You can see all that. Look, for all that is in the world, the lust and sinful, sensual cravings of the flesh, the lust and longing of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. How many, you've heard people, well, I did it. I did it on my own. I didn't need nobody. And that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. We need God. We need Jesus to help us. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, we leave this behind. We're no longer in this system. We're no longer under this kingdom. We have a new kingdom. Amen. Get that reality. We have a new kingdom, a new precept, a new way of living. Hallelujah. Godliness and holiness. He's already prayed to the Father for us. We have protection and guard against the evil one when we set our mind to seek the kingdom first. That is the reality. And the Lord God himself. Why? Because Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, waiting to make his enemies his footstool. Why is he waiting? Because now the church, the sons and daughters, have to rise up and become mature and put Satan underfoot. Jesus is already defeating him. Now we have to do it in each and every one of our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Operating in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. It says kingdom principles. Principles govern our behavior. This is the way we are called disciples. This is why we're called disciples. We discipline ourselves to obey the word. Hallelujah. Why? Because in the word, that's where we have our being. Amen. We are led by the Spirit, which teaches us all truth in the way we should go and live. Amen. You might think, oh, well, Sister Tony, it ain't that deep. Yeah, it is that deep. And but it's not deep. It's real simple. Do you mean I gotta pray for this and pray for that? Yeah, you should. Father, should I do this? Father, what should I wear? You mean asking what ask the Father what should I wear? Yeah. Why not? He'll tell you what he would look good on you, what he like to see you in. Just like you when you get your grandkids something or your children, your babies, you buy something new and you're like, wear that one thing. Oh, look, Gigi, look, Poo Poo, look, I got it all. Does that not bring the Father delight? You might think it's silly or foolish, but it's not. He's our Father. He wants us to come to him and ask him things. Amen. He loves us. He doesn't mind. It's not nothing stupid. Remember in school how they used to tell you there's no dumb question to ask? That's not a dumb prayer to pray. Father, what should I wear today? Father, which way? Where should I go? What church should I go to? Lead me, Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is for, leading and guiding us. Amen. I'm going to get ahead of myself. We discipline ourselves to obey the word. Faith over fear. And these scriptures I've already written out. You can look them up yourselves. There's some work you're going to have to do yourselves. Amen. Amen. Faith over fear. 2 Timothy 1. Verse 7, obedience over popularity, Acts 5 and 29, love over division, John 13, 35, holiness over compromise, 1 Peter 1, 16. Again, these are kingdom principles. We must get this. You can't operate in the kingdom if you're not walking in faith. What is the faith? Faith in Jesus. What? And who you are and all that he's done for you. Amen. So when you look to Jesus, amen, who's the author and finisher of our faith, you should not be walking in fear. If fear is there, then you still have some part of the world in you. Ask the Holy Spirit to get it out of you. Pray. Tell him, Lord, I don't know. That's fear. That's undecisiveness. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Obedience over popularity. It's better to be obedient than to be popular. Amen. A lot of times, you remember as kids, and they say, come on, let's go do this. Let's go do that. And you already knew, and you can hear it in the back of your mind. Mama said, don't you go do that. Don't you go over there. But you sit there, and you be like, well, she don't see me. She can't catch me. Don't go with the crowd. A lot of times, it's not good to go with the crowd. You better be obedient. Why? So it can go well with you. Amen. He promised you a life that if you listen and obey his word, that it's going to go well with you. You're going to be okay. He's going to make sure you are all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Love over division. Jesus didn't come to bring division in families or friends. He came because of the love. That's what sent him. That's what God sent Jesus to bring all his children back to him. Not to have us divided. Satan is the one that likes to bring division. But not God. Not Jesus. Jesus is love. Amen? Amen. Holiness over compromise. Do we really have to say anything about that? Learn to live right. You know what's holy and what's not. And it's not in the way you dress. Let's get that first of all. It's not in the way you dress. It's how you live. Amen? It's the way of thinking. Father, if I do this, I'm compromising the gospel. Well, then I can't do that. That means no, don't do it. If you know something is not right in your spirit, and we all get it, we all had it, that feeling like, ooh, I better not do that. Oh, well, it's a shortcut. Ain't nobody gonna know. Ain't nobody gonna see me. I kept a little. Oh, they charged me. Oh, okay. Ooh, no, ma'am, you didn't charge me enough. I have to be a woman of integrity. This is going to end up coming out of that person's drawer. Yeah, amen. So we that's the holiness, the integrity over compromise. Amen. Hallelujah. Kingdom identity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why identity matters? Behavior flows from identity. Who we are or what people say about us is how we react or act. You've heard people say when you were growing up, you're just like your daddy. You're going to be just like your daddy. Well, you just spoke that into that baby's life. Don't do that. We need to learn to start speaking blessings over. You are a child of God. You are loved. You are kind. You are sweet. You listen, you obey, you are sanctified, you are holy. Start speaking over your children's lives. Stop saying, oh, you bad, you ain't no good. Stop. Even over yourself. Don't do that. That goes, it's contrary to what the word says and what the Father has called us to be. Amen. We are children of the Most High God. You think we are no good or junk? No. That's something the devil gonna tell you. You ain't no good. No, I'm a child of the King. I'm a daughter. I'm a princess. Hallelujah. Glory. Why? Because my Father is the King. You know, we got to make sure we're speaking who we are. When we know who we are, we live differently. Amen. Discipline becomes devotion. We obey not out of fear. Glory be to God. Not out of fear, but out of reverence, out of thanksgiving. Because why? He loves me. I'm not walking in fear that, oh, you better do this. No. Do this so it can go well, daughter. Don't do that. Amen. So then it's easier to obey. Amen. But out of love and alignment with what the word says. Amen. Purpose becomes clear when we know who we are. We are here on a mission, not just to survive, but to represent Jesus. We represent the kingdom. That is a reality. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at some of these scriptures. It says we are ambassadors of heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are sons and daughters of God. Galatians 4 and 7. And we are citizens of a higher realm. Philippians 3:20. Amen. Amen. So remember, this is operating in the kingdom. So you got to learn the kingdom principles which govern our behavior and which that's why we're called disciples, and that's why we obey the word. Amen. And why identity, kingdom identity is important? Because behavior flows from knowing who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Alrighty. Kingdom power. Kingdom power. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Kingdom power is our spiritual authority. When we step out of the world system and into the kingdom, we receive power, spiritual authority rooted in our identity in Christ. Amen? Let me read that again so you can hear me. Kingdom power is our spiritual authority. When we step out of the world system and into the kingdom, get it? This is a reality. We receive power, spiritual authority rooted and our identity in Christ. Amen. Turn to Luke 10:19-20. One second, please. It says, listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy. Amen. Which is the devil. And nothing will in any way harm you. Remember we were talking earlier where it says he guides us against the evil one? There we go. Why? Because we have authority over him. Amen. He's given us authority over every creeping thing. Amen. Hallelujah. In the earth. Under the earth. Hallelujah. Creeps. The creepy things. Amen. Creep, creep, creep. No, okay. It says, nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory. Our names are recorded in heaven. So we know we have authority because Jesus has already defeated him. And we are in Christ. Amen. Who's seated in heaven, right next to the Father. The Father has set him down. We're sitting in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Until his enemy becomes his footstools. Amen. So church, it's time to grow up. We have to tread over these serpents and scorpions. We have to get that kingdom out of us and operate in the kingdom of heaven. This is the reality we have to focus on. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, we are protected from the evil one, which is John 17-15. And we carry the word of God as our foundation. John 17:14. I want to look at John 17:14. Let's see. I didn't give it to you, but let me. Okay. Yes, please. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you both. John 17:14. Okay. And then the other one's right up under it, looks like 14 and 15. So this is we are protected from the evil one. The word of God is our foundation. God has given to them your word, the message you gave me, and the world has hated them because they are not from the world and not belong to the world. And as I am not of the world and do not belong to it, so see it right there, 14. It says, I have given to them your word. Amen. So that's the foundation, the word of God that we stand upon. Amen. He gave it to Jesus, and just as Jesus is in our heart, inside of us, in us, we have that same word in us as we abide in it. Amen. And we become stronger and stronger the more we spend time in this word. Amen. Hallelujah. John 15:17-15, which is right below, it says, do not ask you to, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one. Look at that. So we're protected. Long as we're abiding in Jesus, amen, we have the authority, and it's his authority, not our personal authority, but it's his authority. It's just like when you become somebody's POA, power of attorney, they have to okay it. When they okay it, then you have the power to operate on their behalf for their betterment, to take care of things, amen. So Jesus has turned it over to us to take care of the earth. Amen. So we operate in his, we become his POAs. Amen. In the earth. Hallelujah. Glory. All righty. Now, getting to my part. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. It says, everyday faith. Hallelujah. Everyday faith is living from the kingdom. Living from the kingdom isn't just a Sunday experience. Living from the kingdom is not just a Sunday experience. It's a daily decision. Amen? Daily decision. Faith becomes real when you use it every day. Hallelujah. And whether you think you're in faith or not, you are. We use faith every day for everything. You get in that car. You have faith that it's going to start, right? That's faith. It's not godly faith, but it's faith. We use faith every day. But let's use it for the kingdom purposes. Amen. Faith in daily choices. Hallelujah. We, like when you're at work, you have to choose integrity over all, over compromise, over taking shortcuts. Amen. Even though it might be tempting, we're operating in the kingdom now. We have to do it with integrity. Amen. We have to learn to respond in love. When you get in an argument, don't argue or a conflict. Walk in love. Don't get angry and you want to clap back or retaliate against somebody. Girl, did you know? Oh, no, that's not the way we're supposed to operate. We are to, Lord, that wasn't right the way she did. But I pray for my sister, my brother, or whoever it is. You pray for them. You're supposed to pray for the ones who despitefully use you. Because why? They don't know. They don't, some honestly don't know. And then some people are just really, because they're in that world system, that's just the way the devil is using them. Amen. We're to trust God's provisions with finances when finances feel, whoo. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19. Amen. Philippians 4, it says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So even when it looks tight, we still, as operating in the kingdom, Lord, I only got paid, blah, blah, blah. Well, first and foremost, your tithes come out of there automatically. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about that. Pay your tithes first. Second, okay, Lord, now you know what I get, and this is all I got left after I pay my tithes. Well, okay, what do I pay next, Lord? Because unless he tells you, you end up living paycheck to paycheck. He will guide and direct you into things that you don't know. And he might say, hey, you know, once you pay your tithes and offerings and you got rent due and you might be short or a car payment or whatever it is, he might say, go down the road, three houses down, and there's money, there's $100 on the ground, the exact amount you needed to pay the bill. Amen. So that's why it's very important. That's everyday faith. Believing God and trusting in his provisions. Amen. Even in that provisions, God gives us divine favor. Hallelujah. Where he can touch someone's heart to say, that's a good example. The world uses it as paying it forward. Like you going to drive through, go get food. And the car behind you has already paid for it, or in front of you has paid your meal. That's favor. But the world don't know how to truly operate in it. Why? Because they think, oh, well, I'm going to pay it for it. No, that's God touching someone's heart. That was a Christian paying, doing something, not doing, paying, showing the love of God is what it was. Amen. Hallelujah. So we trust God's provisions. When finances are tight, we respond with love and instead of conflict. When in the midst of conflict, we don't retaliate against people. We work in as in integrity. We stand firm in truth. When pressure comes about, you can't bend just because people want you to conform to them or what's the wrong way of doing things, or to try to tell a little white lie. Lying is lying. That's not right. We're not supposed to lie if we're going to operate in the kingdom of God. We walk and work in integrity. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith-filled mindset. We're to renew our minds daily with God's word. Amen. Which is Romans 12:2, renewing your mind. We're to guard our heart from worldly influences. So in guarding our hearts from worldly influences, you got to watch what you're seeing and hearing. Why? Because those are gates that come in, that lead to your spirit. You keep watching all that junk on TV and hearing all that profanity and all that other stuff they're saying and doing. It's going to get in your spirit. Amen. Because we're the true us are spirits. Amen. When it gets in your spirit, then you wonder why that thought of porn came from, or you thinking about something, getting with somebody, or you're like, what in the world? Where'd that come from? What was you listening to or watching? What were you reading? Amen. So we have to guard what we're seeing and what we're hearing that's worldly. We shouldn't even be listening to that mess. We should be getting some tapes on teachings of the word, so we can learn to live in this word and do how Jesus has told us to live. Amen. Operate in the kingdom. Amen. So we should always have Christian music playing, you know, play some Christian tapes. Look, it's DVD. There's so many electronic stuff around that it's no excuse for us to be not to know. Amen. Just that simple. So that's how you renew your mind daily. How you guard your heart. And then you got to walk in the spirit. Amen. Which is Galatians 5:16. Glory. So when you walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, you won't operate in the flesh. Because if I'm in the spirit, there's no way I can operate in the flesh, because the two can't work together. They can't. So you're either one, you're either in the spirit or you're in the flesh. You can't have both. Amen. Hallelujah. So the renewing of your mind, the guarding your heart, and the walking in the spirit. Hallelujah. Faith in action. We're to serve others with joy and humility. Mark 10:45. And we're to speak life and truth into our environment. Proverbs 18:21. I love that one. Start speaking the word over you, over your family, over your husband, your children, your mother, your cousins, your friends, your neighborhood, your jobs. Amen. We're to get the kingdom, God's will, into this earth. We are the direct representatives of Jesus here. So when we're speaking the word of God, which is what we're supposed to be doing, everything changes. Amen. Because what's in this world, on this earth, is temporal. What's in the spirit is eternal. So we bring the spirit to earth. Amen. So it changes as we speak this word. Amen. A little nugget that might be a little much for some, but amen. We're getting there. We're growing. Hallelujah. We're going to grow you up here. Amen. You're going to learn. Hallelujah. Pray continually. Staying connected to heaven's perspective. What is that? 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which is heaven's perspective is God's will, his way, what he wants done here on earth. You know, almost like if you look at healing, let's look at healing. Lord, is your will? Is it your will for this person to be healed? That's kind of dumbfounded. You know, it's like, oh, duh, that is. It is his will for people to be healed. It is, Jesus died for us to be healed. Amen. By his stripes, we are healed. But you still pray and ask God, not for so much the healing, because that it could be the Lord using, that might be a way to bring that person into the kingdom. And I'll leave it there. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at kingdom declarations. I want to speak these over you. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. It says, we are citizens of heaven. Not captives of this world. We live by divine truth. Not worldly trends. Our alliance is to the King. And his kingdom. We are ambassadors of Christ.
Christ.
Sent to heaven on earth?
Sent to heaven.
Oh, sent to represent, sorry.
To represent heaven on earth.
Amen. We carry the message of love.
We carry the message of love.
Grace
and truth.
Wherever we go.
We are set apart for God's purpose.
We are not defined by our past.
Or pressured by the present.
We are consecrated for the kingdom impact.
We are empowered by the Spirit
to walk in authority.
We do not fear the darkness.
We shine the light.
We speak truth.
We live boldly
and overcome by faith.
We live in the kingdom of God.
We reject the world's way
and embrace God's way
of doing and being right.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, I hope that this has been a blessing to the people, Lord God. I thank you that I spoke everything according to what you would have me say, Lord. And let it be a, give them understanding of it, Lord God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.